This podcast is sponsored by Science-Based Learning. Discover effective language acquisition with their unique system combining ebooks, audiobooks, and videos with an online practice app using spaced repetition to boost retention. Visit sciencebasedlearning.com today.
Spanish accent variations explained for beginners. Learn Spanish with ease. Discover the colorful world of Spanish accent variations and tips to learn Spanish effectively with science-backed methods perfect for beginners. The many flavors of the Spanish accent. Hey, have you ever noticed how Spanish sounds so different depending on where it's spoken? Like if you hear someone from Mexico, it's not quite the same as someone from Spain, right? Or take Argentina. There's this cool sing-songy vibe there that you don't really get anywhere else. I thought it would be fun to chat about these Spanish accent variations and why they're so fascinating. First off, it's important to remember that Spanish is spoken by millions of people across the world, from Spain to most countries in Central and South America, and even parts of the US. That's a huge area. So naturally, the language has morphed into different accents over time. Let's start with Spain, since that's where Spanish originally came from, or as they call it, Castilian Spanish. People in Spain tend to pronounce the C and Z a bit like the English T sound, like in think. So if you hear someone say gracias, it almost sounds like gratias. That's called the cesio, and it's one of the hallmark features of Spanish from Spain. Now, cross the Atlantic and head to Latin America, and that they sound disappears. For example, in Mexico, the same gracias is pronounced with a hard S sound, closer to gracias. Mexican Spanish also includes some unique slang words and a certain rhythm that feels friendly and warm. If you're trying to learn Spanish, it's helpful to know these differences early on. Otherwise, you might wonder why Spanish on your favorite TV show sounds so different from what you hear in Mexico. South America throws in even more variety. Like Argentina, for example. They have a really distinct accent called Rio Platense Spanish, mostly spoken around Buenos Aires. Here, the letters L and Y are pronounced like the English eshe sound. So the word yo, meaning I, comes out sounding like sho. It's pretty charming but can be confusing for beginners. On the flip side, if you go to the Caribbean, countries like Cuba, Puerto Rico, or the Dominican Republic, the Spanish gets a lot quicker and more slurred together. They often drop the S sounds at the end of words, which can make it trickier for Spanish for beginners. But once you get the hang of it, it feels like you're dancing through the language. One of the things I love about these differences is that they show how language is alive and shaped by history, culture, and geography. Also, the good news is that most variations are mutually understandable. So whether you take a Spanish language course focused on European accents, or you're learning basic Spanish phrases to travel through Latin America, you're still in the same family of language. Speaking of learning Spanish, there's an approach called science-based learning that really caught my attention. It combines proven techniques for memory, listening, and speaking skills to help you progress faster. For example, it uses spaced repetition and real-life conversations instead of just memorizing vocabulary lists. If you're into beginner Spanish lessons, this method might be exactly what you need. So, whether you prefer the crisp sound of Spain's Spanish, the smooth tones of Mexican Spanish, or the vibrant beats of the Caribbean, each accent has a story to tell. And the more you listen, the better you'll get at recognizing them, and even mimicking them, if you want to impress some native speakers. Before I forget, if you're ready to start your language journey now and want to explore these accents with guidance grounded in science, check out Science-Based Learning. It's a fantastic resource that makes learning Spanish not only easier, but also more fun and engaging. All right, that's my little tour of Spanish accent variations. Next time you hear Spanish, you might just pick up on a new accent you hadn't noticed before. It's like a linguistic adventure without even leaving your chair.